Hello, this is KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. You can also listen to us online at kptz.org. And by the way, if you're currently online, after listening to this live show, you can listen to a few of our older shows as podcasts. Go to the kptz.org homepage, look down the left column, find podcasts, and away you go. I'm Marianne McNellis, and this show is called Our Town. Have you ever wondered who the people are that you see every day around town? The cop parked somewhat hidden in the bushes at the bottom of Jacob Miller. What about the crazy guy challenging the wind as he rides a parasail off North Beach? And then there's the 16-year-old waitress at the old whiskey mill, the ones who's about 6 foot tall and probably weighs under 100 pounds. This show, Our Town, profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work in Port Townsend. We talk with people who make up the eclectic mix of Jefferson County. We talk about their lives, their dreams, and how they ended up in Port Townsend. In the winter, we might even talk about how they managed to handle the dark, dreary days as they long for the summer sunshine. Over time, we'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and teenage beauty queens. We try to find out what makes them tick and what they think about living in Port Townsend. Listening to Our Town is a way to meet some of Port Townsend's authentic, even eclectic people, your neighbors, your friends, and particularly people you don't know yet, but you'd like to meet them. Today, we're going to be talking with Sam Johnson. Actually, Sandra is her first name, but her dad wanted a boy, and you know how that goes. Sam is a fixture behind the counter at Don's Pharmacy Soda Fountain. She's been there for well over a decade now, and it seems like anyone who's anyone around this town knows Sam. She celebrated her birthday recently, and I won't tell you which birthday, that's between us girls. The soda fountain was packed with various groups of people munching birthday cake or cupcakes all day long. The happy birthday song was repeated so many times it was like an endless loop in an elevator. Welcome to the show, Sam. So, tell me, are you a local girl? Were you born and raised in Port Townsend?
Yes, I was born right here at the old hospital that they just tore down.
Oh.
It was sad to see that go.
Yeah, sentimental,
huh? Last old part, yes.
And did you go to Port Townsend High School?
Yes, I started in at kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
At the kindergarten building up at by the Lincoln building.
Uh-huh.
And then went to Grant Street till 6th grade, then junior high right here in this building.
Uh-huh.
Till 9th grade, and then 10th through senior at the high school.
Okay, now everyone, it's an intense time when you're in high school. People have a lot of strong emotions. People also hang out with different groups. So I want to ask you this, not how you saw yourself, but if I was in high school then and I was going to describe you as being part of a group, what were you? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you a party big time? What did your peers think of you?
I was just an all-around did everything, enjoyed everybody. I was always a people person, talked to everybody. I wasn't a cliquey kind of a student.
I see. Now, because you've lived here all your life, some of the people you know, maybe you still have as good friends from that era. Are you still close to anyone from high school?
Oh, yes. Several. And believe it or not, there's a lot of our class that are still here in Port Townsend.
I believe it. It's a nice place to grow up.
Yeah.
And so when you first got out of high school, what did you do? What was your priority in that era?
I was a mom and a wife shortly after graduation.
Cool.
And loved every minute of it.
How many children do you have?
Just one daughter, Tommy Jo Plasto. She's nicknamed TJ.
Uh-huh. And what is she doing now?
She works out at Fountain Fitness, doing body step, body pump, body combat, everything.
I admire those people.
Yes. And she's also involved a lot with the Interact Club out at Chimicum High School, Rotary. They're also hosting an exchange student this year from Chile. Most of us always pronounced it Chile, but she's corrected all of us.
Yeah, you got it right.
She's a very interesting student.
Any grandkids?
Yes, I have two. Ryan, Nicole, she goes to Evergreen College in Olympia for environmental scientists, science to save the world. And then Amy is a junior, and she's in a running start program.
Okay. So how long have you been working at Don's Pharmacy?
Since 2001.
I shouldn't say Don's Pharmacy because you actually work in the soda fountain part,
yes.
part of it. You don't have really much to do with the pharmacy. End
oh, God. No, the only drugs we do down there in the soda fountain are aspirin.
Yeah. Although, I understand that you keep EpiPens nearby for people with allergies.
Yes.
I have a life-threatening allergy to peanuts or peanut oil, so I'm always very concerned when I eat out. So can you tell me what the soda fountain does to help people like me?
When people, the nuts are usually in, like the sundaes, the banana splits and stuff like that. So we ask people when they order them, about the nut allergy. Do you want the nuts or do you don't want the nuts? We also, Don in the pharmacy, it's really close. If you've been in there, you know that's really close to the pharmacy. So he has one of the EpiPens, I guess is
yes,
what you call them.
Yes, that's what we're called, yeah.
At ready, so all we have to do is say we need it now, or we also have one in the kitchen that is closer.
Yeah, well, I'm really impressed by that because, you know, whenever I go anywhere, I initiate it with the waitress or waiter and say that I have it, but I've never had anyone actually proactively ask me, do you have any allergies? So I've got to applaud Don's for doing that for people with allergies because there are quite a few. So, you know, being a waitress strikes me as a fairly complex job because you have to remember a lot. But one thing I'm curious about, do most people order the same thing all the time?
Believe it or not, yes, our regulars are, we can see them walk down the aisle and we can have their order hung and their coffee sitting there before they're set. We always tell people if they're going to change their order, they need to call first.
I see. Well, yeah. Now, it strikes me that you have quite a few regulars there. How many, what, okay, let's look at this two ways. There's the high time in the summer. Let's lay that aside. Let's say year round. What percentage of the people who come in there would you say are regulars?
I would say at least 50%, at least. Probably more like 75%, especially during through the winter. But then it doesn't really go down during the summer part. We do have several customers that, I think you call them snowbirds, go to Arizona.
Right.
And then come back. But we try to keep in touch with them to make sure they got there okay or when they're coming back. So that's just like a big extended family, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Some you don't get along with and some you do.
And do people sit in the same seats?
Yes. They're very territorial. Sometimes if, like yesterday, we had a little problem with somebody came in early and sat in one of the regulars' places, and so the regular comes in and stands behind him, like, you know, with their hands on their hips and is sorry.
Well, no, so the person who sat in the regular seat, was that another regular or was that just a transient person coming in?
It was kind of like a regular person that comes in to get prescriptions. And when they're waiting for a prescription, they can come over and have a free cup of coffee while they're waiting. And this guy happened to be waiting for a prescription, so he sat in the wrong place.
The wrong place. Well, so how did it play out? Did he move?
He stayed there, but it was only for like, you know, 20 minutes is the max you have to wait for a prescription down there. So the regular person moved over when he left. So
zoomed right back to his seat.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Well, you celebrated a big birthday recently, and you were telling me earlier about a gift that one of the regulars made for you. Can you describe it?
Yes, this couple, Jim and Bonnie, he works with wood, mm-hmm. and he actually made me this lamp out of black palm wood. It's all, and then the bottom's all inlaid with maple.
Wow.
Little stripes of maple with the black palm, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. I never expected a gift like that, but I will treasure it forever.
That's wonderful. And do Jim and Bonnie come in, when you're saying regular, how regular is that? Once a week or?
No, every morning, about 9:30.
And do they have the same thing?
They usually just have coffee.
I see.
And sit there and chat with the other regulars around that end of the fountain.
So it's sort of like an extended family in
a way.
It is. What happens if a regular doesn't show up?
Oh, we have one lady. Her name's Ard. She just had her 90th birthday, and she's usually down there like 9:15 to have her little breakfast and coffee. And if she doesn't come in for a couple of days, we get worried. And it's not that we're worried that she's going someplace else to eat, but she lives by herself. You know, she might have fell or hurt herself. So we have a bunch of little numbers right by the phone so we can call and just check on her and make sure things are okay. And also, if these regulars are going out of town, we make sure they have to tell us that they're going to be gone for a while so we don't worry about them.
So if I was a regular and I was going to go to California for a couple of weeks, I would sort of mention it and say, hey, Sam, I'm going to California. I'll be back on whatever.
Yes, we appreciate that. Otherwise, you know, you never know. Somebody might fall and get hurt or, you know, you just, it's appreciative. Yeah. We care about our customers.
That's really good. Well, now I'm really sort of intrigued by this concept that people have the same sandwich all the time. So you were telling me early about Mr. BLT. And so have you ever tried to convince him to have something other than a BLT?
Yes. My sister Pam, she's the one I usually work with. We see him coming. In fact, he works here. His name's Barney. And we see him coming down the aisle, and we know he's a BLT on whole wheat with crispy fries and a fountain Coke, no ice. So there's sometimes that we'll see him coming, and we'll go, okay, we're out of bacon. You got to have something else. And he stops like, oh, my God, now I got to think, you know. So, but we try to get him to have something else. But
doesn't
if
work,
you
huh?
like what we got, why change?
Yeah. Now, I didn't realize that your sister works there as well.
Yeah, that was the one I was working with
the other
yesterday.
Day. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So how long have the two of you been working together?
Well, actually, when I started there in 2001, Kathy was the name of the manager we had at that time. And I got off early one day, and my sister and I, we were going to go to Costco the next day. So I stopped by and said, well, let's go now since I got off early. So we went, and then when I got back, she says, well, you got to help me clean up the yard because the grandkids' toys were all over the place. So I got on a tricycle, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And you know how you put your one foot on it and your hands on the handlebar and you use your foot to go?
Right.
Well, I had to go, say, 50 feet with it to get it to the garage. Well, so I did this all the way across the driveway, and I got over to the little ledge of concrete or whatever.
Sort of lip.
And you know how you lift it up to get on that?
Right.
Well, it didn't lift. And I went over the handlebars and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
And it was in August. So, you know those little pine cone things? Anyway, I rolled in that and they were head to toe. So, Pam comes over and she's going, do you need help? And I was so mad. I said, just leave me alone. Rah, 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 rah. And as she's walking back to the car or the house, I said, I can't get up. Come back and, you know, help me up. I'd broken my wrist.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So I went down to work and I told, you know, I'm in a cast. Mm-hmm. And Kathy kept putting me on the schedule. And I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? So I went out to Pam's house and I said, hey, I did this on your property. So if you don't come down and help save my job, I'm going to sue you and take your house from it.
So sisters.
Yes, so she came in and helped the time I was laid up with the cast.
Right.
And they liked her so well, they didn't let her go. And she's been there ever since.
Wow. What year was that?
That was 2002 or three. So she's been there.
She's been there a while,
quite a
too.
While, yes.
Are you the older or the younger sister?
Well, I always say that I'm the younger one, but I am the older one.
And how far apart are you two in years?
2 years and 9 months.
And what about, you told me a silly nickname they had for you in high school.
Yes. Her name's Pam. So in high school, we were the Spam Sisters. So, yeah, that was a...
Mm-hmm.
And it's still an ongoing thing.
Ongoing joke, yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm ambivalent about that. I've heard worse nicknames, but I've heard better.
Yeah.
Let's look at it that way.
And I've always hated nicknames. That's why naming my daughter Tommy Joe, I thought there's no way they're going to get a nickname. But TJ came out. You just can't get out of not having a nickname.
Well, I never really had one, but
you're
have
lucky.
A long name, so
yeah.
But that's okay. That's fine. Back to the diner here. What are the most popular items that people order there? What are the real biggies?
Clubhouses, Reubens, and patty melts, I would say, besides our burgers. Those are the top sellers.
And what about on the ice cream front? What do people mainly order in ice cream?
Oh my gosh, everything. Our banana splits are huge. They're $10. No one person can eat it. There, you got to have at least three or four people to
share.
Eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a humongous thing.
Okay, you're listening to KPTZ, Port Townsend 91.9 FM. This is Mary Ann McNellis. The show is called Our Town, and I am talking with Sam Johnson, who's a waitress at Don's Soda Fountain. You probably wondered why we were talking about banana splits, but, you know, I don't really ever have banana splits, in part because of the nut possibility, but I certainly love ice cream. So has anyone ever tried to eat one of these all by themselves?
Yes. A few years back, we had an older gentleman that came down from Squim. He'd have his physical every, like, a year, uh-huh. and he would drive down, and he'd be there, like, at 9 o'clock, and he would sit there. That was his treat to himself after he got all
of his physical
stuff back. He would drive down, and he would sit, and it would take him two, maybe 3 hours, but he would do it.
Wow.
But that was his treat to himself for getting good blood work or whatever, good report back. There we go.
Well, yeah, it's a little excessive, but yeah. I can understand it. I understand the emotion behind it. You know, some snooty places actually put on their menu that they charge a cost for sharing your food. Have you ever seen that on a menu?
We do actually. When somebody wants to split something, we're supposed to charge a dollar extra because you still have to have the extra plate, extra pickles, extra chips.
Yeah, but if they're just eating off of the same plate, eating the ice cream.
No. Oh, yeah. God, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Our sundaes are even huge. That's why we have a one scoop or a two scoop. But mm-hmm. the one scoop, I mean, very seldom does somebody get through a one scoop. And it's actually a small child's sundae, but
they're big.
Yeah.
They're big. Okay. Now, since you've worked there since 2001, I imagine you've sampled virtually everything on the menu over time. And you said earlier there have been a couple of different cooks during the time you've been there. So I'm going to ask you about your favorite foods, but of course, it probably varies depending on the cook.
It does, and it does for customers, too. They'll come in and go, who's cooking today? Because they know there's certain things that one cook will cook better than the other one.
Hmm.
So that works for, well, me and customers also.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's interesting. So what are your personal favorites at the moment?
Our soups are, well, everything's really good. When I eat there, it's usually French fries, of course. Mm-hmm. You got to have our French fries. They're really, really good.
And they're not cooked in peanut oil.
No, they're not. No,
okay,
there's
good.
None of that. We got rid of all that stuff years ago when it started to be a problem.
Good.
And, of course, ice cream. We sell Blue Bunny ice cream. And it's, I don't know if you've ever had that kind of ice cream, but
it's making me hungry, though, having this discussion.
It's so good and creamy. And I think they do sell at Safeway. Ours first.
Okay. So soups and ice cream, any other favorites at the moment?
Well, grilled cheeses.
Yeah, grilled cheese is always good.
And you saw how busy we were the other day. So
yeah.
There's a lot of times when we don't get to eat.
I mean, it's
you're just so busy.
They'll
order something. And waitresses, I don't care where you work as a waitress, you never get to eat hot food.
Interesting.
It's always lukewarm or cold by the time you get it. So
Too much happening. Huh?
Yeah. So when you go out for lunch and you're going to have like a grilled cheese, say, you bite into it and it's so hot, it's like, whoa, I'm not used to this. So
it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Well, how many waitresses are on shift at any one time there?
Two at the most. There's an overlap at noon for two, but then one goes home at around 2 o'clock and then the second one comes on at like 11:30.
So what do you do outside of work hours? I mean, you know, no one's all about their job. What are the other things you like to do?
Well, my daughter, since she teaches classes, has me taking Zumba twice a week.
Ooh.
And an Interact club twice a week. So that way I can still keep up with the ice cream and not have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, my grandkids, my daughter, they're my life.
Okay. Now, you were born in Port Townsend and you're still living in Port Townsend. Was there ever a point where you thought you might go somewhere else?
Yes, when I was married to my daughter's father, we tried to figure out if Port Townsend was the place we wanted to be. So we both took time off work and we drove down 101 and we ended up in Newhall, California.
Right.
And we stayed there for about 3 months and we missed the trees. We missed the air to breathe. We missed the blue sky. We just knew that Port Townsend was God's country. That's all I can come up with to call it. But this is home.
And so you turned the car around?
And headed right back. Yes. And it took us only, what, three days, I think. And at that time, our daughter was like 2 years old. So we got back a heck of a lot faster than took us to get there.
But you didn't actually quit your jobs or sell your place or anything. You kept a foot back here.
Yeah, we kept a foot just in case.
Very good thinking.
Yes, and our jobs were, since we weren't really gone that long, it was easy to get back in because I guess we were good workers at what we did. So
that's good. It's good to give it a try, but realize when you're wrong. Now, Don's is quite close to the ferry terminal, so you must get a certain number of people who are just visitors coming through. And what you're rolling your eyes a little bit. My listeners cannot see your expression right now. So tell us a little bit about the visitors.
Well, not so much as the visitors, but whenever the ferry is late or if it's high tide and doesn't run, or low tide and it doesn't run, it's always our fault.
Oh,
I mean, they come in and they are so crabby, you know, and then there's people that still don't realize that you need a reservation to get on the Port Townsend ferry. So especially during the summer, they get bumped, you know, so, oh my God. They're always crabby when they come in, but between me and my sister, you know, we try to make it a game. Like if somebody's crabby, we try to get them, you know, in a better mood. So they're usually in a better attitude before they leave. So
okay, well, what about some people come here for an event like let's say the Wooden Boat Festival or anything like that? Some of them must ponder, well, gee, what would it be like if I relocated here? Do you ever get people asking you about what it's like to live here?
Yes and no. But the people that ask about living here, we used to tell people how great it was, you know, and you got to, I mean, it's just a wonderful place to live. But then everybody started moving here. So we just kind of, my sister and I, we just kind of go, well, yeah, it's okay. You know, trying to keep it to our own little town.
I see.
Our town.
Our town, yes. Yeah. That's what the show is about.
Yes,
our town.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. When the big events are on in the summer, does it squeeze out the regulars or do they still manage to find a place?
Believe it or not, like for Roadie Weekend that's coming up here in a couple weeks, we close. Because everything is down at the other end of town. Nobody comes down this way.
Huh.
Like the Wooden Boat Festival, they all have the street vendors. Like
right.
The baked potato, that's another thing great at Don's, is baked potato day on Thursdays.
Ah,
anyway,
okay.
But all these big events, there's usually vendors. And the farmer's market and all that stuff's going on at the other end of town. So very seldom are we busy.
Huh.
So that way, the locals know that they can come in and have their seat and sit back and relax. And so
it intrigues me that people sit in the same seat all the time. So how do you break in to become a regular and get a seat?
Well, there's this group that like this Jim and Bonnie, and then there's this guy Norm that's been in Port Townsend forever. And then the next seat is Barb Lytle. She owns Radio Shack downtown, and then that little older lady, Ard. And they have what they call, there's a couple other ones, but I don't usually work Saturdays, but they call it town council. So they have the town council meeting every Saturday morning. So, and then there's other people that hear about this little town council thing going on. In fact, there's another group of, from the leader, Scott and his family, they come down on Saturday morning too, and they have their reserve table. So they all sit on the one end of the place where you and I were talking and have this little town council meeting of their own talking about things that have gone on and things that are in the leader, and they make up their own little versions of the right and wrong.
What does the town council, what do they tend to discuss?
Oh, let's see. The few Saturdays that I've worked, I know the sign that says you can't turn left at the ferry when you're going out of town from the plaza.
Yeah.
That was a big...
Yeah, I think that's a dumb sign.
Yeah, that was a major discussion at one time. Mm. The beautiful baskets in the summer, the flower baskets.
The flower baskets.
That was another topic because they never see anybody watering.
I know the woman who waters them.
And I see them because I go to work early enough that they're out there with their little truck and their water thing. But that was one of the topics one day. They're just amazed at how these flowers bloom with no water and no care. And so,
it's just that she does it. It's an early hour.
And then, of course, there's always the political problems going on in the world. So that's always a...
Mm-hmm. Do they get into politics at all? Are they talking about the election and things like that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, as a waitress, do you voice your own political opinion?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
And it's fun because you never know, like, which of, like the regulars, you never know whose side they're on, you know, so you got to listen real carefully so you know, like, if they're just there by themselves, you know, which side you need to talk to. But, yeah, there's between most waitresses, politics, religion, and sex are not objects to talk about at a restaurant.
I can understand that. It makes sense to me, you know. Let them voice their opinions and listen, right?
Right. And then some of the arguments they get in, it's like, do you guys listen to yourself? You're arguing the same thing, just on a different chair.
Well, I like the idea of the town council. It's probably more effective than the other town council.
Yeah. Well, if you ever want to join, it's every Saturday morning about 9:30 to 11.
Okay, I'll make note of that. Sounds amazing. Well, do you have any favorite stories of an event that happened at the soda fountain over the years? What was the most surprising thing that you've seen?
Oh, about 5 years ago, and it was during summer, my sister and I happened to look up, and here's this. We could see the color of the yellow bus out in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And we looked at each other, and then all of a sudden coming down the aisles was all these students. It was a church group.
Mm-hmm.
And... the guy in the lead of the thing, he comes up to Pam and I and he says, I was in here about 6 months ago and I had the best milkshake in the whole wide world. He said, these are a church group and I would like to buy them all a milkshake. So for literally an hour and 45 minutes, Pam and I we can only make 6 shakes at a time.
Mm.
So we were stood at that thing. We made 46 shakes.
Wow.
But it did take an hour and 45 minutes, you know, because it's hard ice cream. I mean, they're old-fashioned.
Yeah.
But that was my most memorable. It was like, oh, my God.
Yes. Well, you're going to find this hard to believe, but we are basically out of time here. I want to thank you very much for being a guest on the show. You have been listening to Our Town on KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Marianne McNellis, and today my guest has been Sam Johnson, whose personality lights up the soda fountain down at Dawn's Pharmacy. So stay tuned to KPTZ for more dynamic, eclectic community radio.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Marianne McNellis and engineered by Sonny Flores.